This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 532, abbreviations that sync IELTS writing scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn a common mistake students make every week in writing task one that hurts scores. Avoid this killer error.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
What's up, Jessica?
I'm stoked to go see the new Black Panther movie.
Oh.
Lindsay, I know you're not a huge Marvel fan.
No.
But do you know about it.
Mm-hmm. In that, well, I know people who went to see that recently. So, yeah, I know
okay.
of it. The Marvel comic. Yep.
Okay.
So, but no, I don't know.
Oh, I'm so stoked. I just have heard so many amazing reviews about this movie. So James and I are going to go check it out with some friends tomorrow night. Big Black Panther night for us.
That's awesome. That sounds so much fun. Sounds good.
I don't think you have any time to go to the movies right now, though.
I really don't.
Trying to work ahead, and then you're going on to Nicaragua.
I know. I'm getting on a plane on Friday morning. Well, we're recording today on the 21st, but anyways, I'm getting on a plane Friday morning and going to a warm place. So I'm just tying things up here, wrapping everything up and going to put things on hold for a week. But we need this once in a while, even though it's in the middle of all the craziness, everything that's going on. That's OK. You know, it has to be OK. Yeah.
That might be the best time for it. You know? Just really probably. Just take a break from everything because you really can. We always think like, oh, I don't have time. But you can make time. You are making time for this.
Yeah.
It's all still going to be here when you get back.
Exactly. It's okay to take a break. And that's why in our study plan for our IELTS course, we do recommend certain days to take breaks. After our students have worked hard, we tell you when to take a break, guys.
Yeah, our study plan does not go 7 days a week, you guys, because that's detrimental for your learning process and your mental health.
Yeah.
Our brains can't just always be on, right? Or else they're not going to function properly. So that's exactly like Lindsay said. We do have breaks in our study plan because we recognize that. Okay, so we had a good question from one of our amazing students in our closed Facebook group. Guys, you can only post in here and get access to my answers like same day. Usually I answer if you're in our course. So if you're not, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and we'll approve you for our Facebook group and you can start talking. Okay.
Yeah.
So the student said, while I'm practicing my writing task one, a question comes to mind. If the number is 3,000 people, can I just write 3K people? But K means kilo in my essay. What do you think? Like if you saw 3K, would you assume kilo? Like what would the K mean for you?
Because I think in American English, K – kilogram is kg. So I think the K would to me say 3,000, but I would probably tend to write it out. Just write 3,000 with a comma.
Yeah.
I mean, why not, right? Does it really take that much more work?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's I this isn't a shortcut worth pursuing, you know? And plus, like, you have to be sure that what you're saying is correct. So the K, like KM is kilometer, KG is kilogram. K just by itself is thousand, but I would never use it this way. And honestly, I think it would be inappropriate in a formal essay to say 3K people. And like Lindsay said, you're not doing yourself any favors either way by eliminating three zeros.
It doesn't take that much longer to write, right?
No. No, exactly. So overall, like a general rule for writing is we don't want to abbreviate, you know, academic writing, we don't want abbreviation. So the only time when I think it's okay to leave numbers off or abbreviate is if it's like in the millions, right? You're not going to write all those zeros. You'll just write three and then the word million because I would never write out all the zeros for million.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That makes sense. That's kind of the cutoff, right? I mean, thousands, we can write the three zeros, but six zeros, once we get in that range, we want to just write the word.
That would just look weird. Exactly. So, and then as far as other abbreviations goes, in task one, if there's a measurement or like a distance that is abbreviated in the task question, you can use that abbreviation in your essay, okay? But only if it's like a distance or measurement or amount, right? Like kilograms or miles or whatever. But for everything else, even if it's abbreviated in the task question, do not abbreviate it in your essay. It's not appropriate for academic writing. So sometimes there'll be like a huge chart or a graph in task one, right? And they will have to abbreviate in order to fit the title in the column or something. Or what also happens is they will capitalize the titles of the columns, like women in 2014, and maybe the W is capitalized. But that's because it's a title on the graph, guys. Do not capitalize it in your essay. Only capitalize like proper nouns that we have to.
Oh, that's important to know. So we can't copy exactly what we see in the chart and put it into the essay. It's in a different context.
Exactly. You have to be careful with that, guys. I've seen students like, I think students are so worried about making mistakes, right? And it feels safer just to copy, kind of. So like, they'll just have so many words capitalized in their essay. And it's so wrong. Having that many capitalization mistakes will bring your grammar score down to a 5. So that's, you know, that's important to think about.
Oh, boy. And we don't want to lose those points on something that we could avoid, right? With just thinking ahead and just being, you know, strategic about it.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're not going to break any writing rules in your essays, regardless of what you see on the graph. And then in task two, we just shouldn't abbreviate like anything. No contractions, no abbreviations, even for measurements and distances. I don't think it's appropriate to abbreviate in an academic task two essay. So definitely just when in doubt. Oh, I just made up a rhyme. When in doubt, spell it out.
That's awesome. Hey, that could be on our t-shirts. We're thinking of a lot of t-shirt slogans today.
Totally. Right? one of my favorite podcasts always talks about their pod swag, you know, like the cool stuff you could buy, the merchandise, the merch. So yeah, we need to get some ears English pod swag going.
I'm writing down that phrase right now.
When in doubt, spell it out. It's gonna be on a hat. It's gonna be on a little tank top for the summer. Let's let's just go all out with our merch. Guys, if you have any merch ideas, you can email Lindsay.
Oh, thanks.
But really, no, what is more important ideas, than merch?
Yes.
Are reviews. So, guys, go ahead and tell us what merch you want. No, tell us what your favorite podcast episode was, or leave us an IELTS question. We do read the reviews, guys. So go to iTunes and please leave us a review, ask an IELTS question, and we could read your name and your question in a future episode.
Exactly, guys. Tell us what you think of the show. Leave us your questions. We're excited to read your name out loud on the show. Awesome. All right. Well, I feel totally. Like a lot of good ideas have come out of this episode today.
Oh, just firing on all cylinders.
All right, cool. And guys, go check out our course at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. When you're ready to get serious, get in a step-by-step system so there's no guessing. Again, I've been talking to students this week and people are jumping all over the internet. They're confused. They're finding conflicting advice, right, from different free blogs and things, guys. And that's just going to leave you stressed out and confused, right? But when I saw our success story videos, especially from Nikolai, he said that he wasted so much time in the beginning just jumping from blog to blog. And that's time that you don't have to waste, guys. Yeah.
And he was on the show too, right? And he was talking about, like, he even paid for these expensive language school classes, these like intensive IELTS classes. And that stuff is not cheap, guys. But I think he made a really smart observation that those classes can only get you to a certain point. Mm. You know, like, they're not designed to really get you that 7 or higher, or to get you the personalized contact that you need. You're just one of a group of students.
Yeah.
In our course, you are an individual, right? Yeah. You can ask me questions in our closed Facebook group. You can meet me on Skype for personalized feedback. Mm-hmm. And you can't get that in a language school or a blog.
Yeah. And the coolest thing is you don't have to leave your house. You can do it from home, right? I mean, you don't have to, you know, if you live in Sao Paulo, the traffic is crazy, right? You don't need to be sitting in traffic in a hot summer afternoon, right? You don't need to do that. You can be at home. I love that idea. So that's cool.
Yes, I'm all about working from home, guys. You can study IELTS that way too. It's fantastic.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. This has been good. Good question here from our Facebook group. And guys, again, when you're in the course, you get to ask questions anytime in that Facebook group. So cool. So cool.
Super awesome.
Okay.
All right, Lindsay, enjoy the sun.
All right. Sounds good. You too. Take care. Or enjoy the snow, rather. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.